you're so good to us, oh Lord.
Dios, eres tan buenos con nosotros.
How many know he's a great defender?
¿Cuántos saben que es un gran defensor?
How many know that we serve a God that is undefeated?
¿Quién sabe que sirven un Dios que es que no ha sido derrotado?
Oh, you want to give him a hand clap of praise.
Hay que aplaudir nuestras manos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. It is wonderful to be in the house of the Lord on a Sunday morning.
Muy maravilloso estar en la casa de Dios un domingo en la mañana.
Look at your neighbor and say, "Welcome to October."
Miren a tus hermanos y digan, "Bienvenidos a octubre."
This year is moving.
Este año se anda moviendo.
But God has done wonderful things so far.
Pero Dios ha hecho cosas buenas.
And we are expecting him to do that as we continue.
Y esperamos que va a seguir haciendo lo mismo así como continuamos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I give honor to Bishop Sutton and Pastor Collins in their absence.
Darle honor al obispo y al pastor.
And it is an honor to be before you here this morning.
Es algo bueno estar aquí enfrente de ustedes esta noche, esta mañana.
Let's get to the word of the Lord. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11.
Vamos a estar en Hebreos capítulo 11.
Beginning in verse 1.
Empezando en versículo 1.
Praise God. The word of the Lord reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Back to verse 1.
Atrás al versículo 1.
"Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence," everybody say evidence, "of things not seen." Look at your neighbor and say not seen.
Mira a tu vecino, las cosas que no se miran.
Let's pray.
Hay que orar un momento.
Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision, oh God. I pray that you would anoint this place, oh God. I pray that you would cause your word to go forth in this place today. God, I pray that you would minister to your people, oh God. We pray it all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I want to talk to us for just a few moments.
Quiero hablar por un momento.
Under the title.
El título.
Believing the obvious.
Creyendo lo obvio.
Believing the obvious.
Creyendo lo obvio.
You can put your Bibles down and
puedes poner tu Biblia abajo.
Give God a hand clap of praise if you're thankful for his word that is forever established and settled in the heavens. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Evidence is the available body of facts or information.
La evidencia es lo que sabes de la evidencia.
Indicating whether a belief or proposition is true.
Enseña si tu creencia está es verdad.
And so as we look at the template of the word of God, there are some patterns that we can find.
Cuando miramos la palabra de Dios hay cosas que podemos mirar.
From the very beginning,
desde el principio,
there was a system that God put in place.
Había un sistema que Dios puso en su lugar.
And we find it in the story of Adam and Eve.
Lo encontramos en la historia de Adán y Eva.
As God has established them,
porque Dios los ha establecido,
and he set up framework for them.
Y puso una estructura para ellos.
And we see this when they fall in the garden.
Y lo miramos cuando lo siguen en el jardín.
What their remedy was,
su remedio era,
was to sow fig leaves together.
Era poner hojas juntas.
But as God began to approach them,
pero cuando Dios se aprocha a ellos,
and he began to have conversation with them,
y empieza a tener una conversación con ellos,
about what had happened,
de lo que había pasado,
he saw that sin had entered into them.
Había visto que el pecado había entrado dentro de ellos.
And what he would do in response is very important to us.
Y lo que él hizo para responder es muy importante para nosotros.
He saw their fig leaves that they had sewn together.
Él miró las hojas que juntaron.
And he said that that's not enough.
Y dijo, eso no es suficiente.
You see, he established from the very beginning
desde el principio, estableció algo
that the price of sin is death.
Que el precio del pecado es muerte.
And so in response to their sin,
so para responder a ese pecado,
death had to come.
La muerte tenía que venir.
Now the problem with the fig leaves,
so el problema con las hojas,
is that leaves can't die.
Es que las hojas no se pueden morir.
Not in the same way that flesh and blood can.
No en la misma forma que la carne y la sangre.
There had to be a shedding of blood.
Tenía que haber una sangre derramada.
And so God goes and he gets the skins of an animal.
Entonces Dios va y agarra un animal y le quita el cuero.
And how many know that that animal had to suffer?
¿Y cuántos saben que ese animal tuvo que sufrir?
And so he got the skins from the animal.
Le quitó el cuero al animal.
And he covered Adam and Eve.
Y cubrió a Adán y Eva.
This is the first place we see sacrifice in the Word of God.
Este es el primer lugar donde miramos sacrificio en la palabra de Dios.
This is the first place that we see suffering in the Word of God.
Este es el primer sufrimiento que miramos en la palabra de Dios.
But it is not the last that we would see either.
Pero no es lo último cuando lo vamos a seguir mirando.
God has established a pattern that we can see here.
Dios ha establecido algo.
Himself being the ultimate sacrifice.
Él siendo el sacrificio.
Himself suffering ultimately.
Él sufriendo últimamente.
How many are glad for a God who robed himself in flesh, came down to earth and died on a cross?
¿Cuántos crees que un Dios vino a morir por ti?
I'm so glad that God didn't shy away from the pain.
Estoy agradecido que Dios no huyó del
dolor. I'm so glad he didn't shy away from the suffering.
Que no huyó del sufrimiento.
Because I was shapen in iniquity and in sin was I born.
Porque yo fui formado en iniquidad y
and I
con
needed
pecado.
I needed
yo ocupo
the sacrifice.
El sacrificio.
I needed God to come and make the sacrifice.
Yo ocupaba que Dios viniera y hiciera el sacrificio.
Because it was a debt that I could not pay.
Porque era algo que yo no podía pagar.
And so as we look at this template,
so cuando miramos esta palabra,
we can see the evidence of this.
Podemos mirar la evidencia de esto.
As we look at prophecy that goes forth before the Christ would come,
cuando miramos la profecía que iba a venir antes del Cristo,
I want to tell somebody here today,
le quiero decir a alguien este día,
that no matter what situation you are dealing with here right now,
no importa qué situación estás en este momento,
I want you to know that the Bible tells us,
quiero que sepas que la Biblia te dice,
that he is the lamb slain from the foundations of the earth.
Que él es el que él mata al cordero desde la fundación de la tierra.
And so before you were even in your mother's womb,
y antes que estuvieras en el ombligo de tu madre,
before you were born into a sinful world,
antes que naciste en un mundo de pecado,
before you started your life and encountered trouble,
antes que empezaste tu vida y encontraste problemas,
before you experienced failure in your life,
antes que experienciaste una derrota,
before you experienced trouble in your life,
antes que sentiste los problemas en tu vida,
I want you to know that there was a God,
quiero que sepas que había un Dios,
that was slain from the foundations of the earth,
que estaba desde la fundación del mundo.
And so before the situation was facing you,
so antes que la situación andaba mirándote a ti,
it has to face God.
Tiene que enfrentar a Dios.
Oh, I want somebody to know here today,
quiero que sepas este día,
that you may find yourself in a place of suffering,
que te puedes encontrar en un lugar de sufrimiento,
but somebody needs to know right now,
pero alguien tiene que saber este momento,
that God will not leave you in your suffering,
que Dios no te va a dejar en tu sufrimiento,
but if you get connected up to the Word of God,
pero si te conectas a la palabra de Dios,
and to the plan of God,
y el plan de Dios,
I can assure you,
yo te puedo asegurar,
that there is victory.
Que hay victoria.
On the other side of the suffering.
En el otro lado del sufrimiento.
I can assure you.
Te puedo asegurar.
That you won't die in the midst of your trouble.
Que no te vas a morir en tus problemas.
But because God was raised from the dead.
Pero porque Dios fue levantado de los muertos.
And he stands in all power.
Y para en todo lugar.
You can have victory in your situation.
Puedes tener victoria en tu situación.
Oh, would you clap your hands right now unto the Lord.
Aplauda tus manos en este momento al Señor.
We can see in Psalms chapter 22.
Podemos mirar en el Salmo 22.
It is prophetic.
Es profético.
It starts off writing the writing and the language is by David.
Empieza escribido por David.
But somewhere there in the chapter,
pero allí en ese capítulo,
there is a shift that happens.
Hay algo que cambió.
Psalms 22, I'm going to begin reading in verse 13.
Salmos 22, voy a empezar a leer en 23.
And they gaped upon me with their mouths as a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. And what's happening here is he is having, there is fluid around his heart. He's beginning to have congestive heart failure. The Bible says in verse 15 that my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. This never happened to David. What we are reading here is evidence of what was to come. We are reading prophecy that foretold exactly what would happen.
Esto jamás le pasó a David. Eso es algo que era una profecía de lo que le iba a pasar.
Verse
19.
But be not thou far from me, O Lord, my strength hath thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dogs. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. And so the suffering that Christ would endure,
entonces, el sufrimiento que iba a tener Cristo,
was foretold.
Era una profecía.
It was prophesied.
Fue profetizado.
Look at your neighbor and say that means God knew about it.
Mira, tu hermano dice, Dios ya sabía de eso.
And then in verse 22, we see a distinctive shift.
En versículo 22, miramos algo distinto, que se cambia.
It is a shift that is very important to us this morning.
Es un cambio que es muy importante a nosotros esta mañana.
We see a transition of a description of suffering.
Miramos una transición de sufrimiento
to a description of victory.
A una descripción de victoria.
Verse 22 reads, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Let's do that right now.
Hay que alabarlo en este momento.
The Bible says, and all the seed of Israel, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. Oh, I'm so glad to know today that I serve a God that when I cry, he hears my cry. When I am broken, he sees my brokenness. When I am down, God sees me where I am.
Estoy contento que sirvo a un Dios que cuando estoy quebrado, Él me levanta.
Verse 25 says, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be glorified, and they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the... He is walking in ultimate dominion here. He is walking in ultimate authority. He is walking in victory. And I want you to understand and lift out of what we're talking about today that not only was the suffering prophesied.
Él anda caminando en dominión. Él anda caminando en victoria. Está tratando de enseñar una profecía.
But the victory was prophesied as well.
La victoria fue profetizada también.
We're going somewhere.
Vamos a un lugar.
The Bible says in verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. And the Bible says in verse 30,
y la Biblia dice, versículo 30,
a seed shall serve him,
una semilla la va a servir,
and it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation.
Será ella contada por una generación de Jehová.
Jesus had no physical children.
Jesús no tuvo hijos.
He is talking about the seed of Abraham.
Él habla de la semilla de Abraham.
Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about us.
Mira tu vecino y dile que están hablando de nosotros.
Here's what I want to communicate to you this
morning. Esto es lo que te voy a comunicar esta mañana.
Is that in this life,
es que en esta vida,
the Bible tells us,
la Biblia nos dice,
that the days of man are short,
que los días de los hombres es corta,
and full of trouble,
y llena de problemas.
We see that coming.
Eso lo miramos viniendo.
But what I want to highlight to you here this
Pero lo que te quiero enseñar hoy
is that God knew about the suffering.
Es que Dios sabía del sufrimiento.
And he knew about the victory.
Y sabía de la victoria.
And so I want to talk to somebody here this morning
Entonces, le quiero hablar a alguien esta mañana.
That finds yourself in a place of suffering.
Que te buscas en un lugar de sufrimiento.
You find yourself in a place of trouble.
Te encuentras en un lugar de problemas.
You find yourself in a difficult place.
Te encuentras en un lugar muy difícil.
But I want you to understand here this morning
Pero quiero que entiendas esta mañana.
That your suffering didn't catch God off guard.
Que tu sufrimiento no hizo que Dios se echara para atrás.
But just as sure as the suffering,
Pero así con ese sufrimiento,
the victory is also just as sure.
La victoria también va a llegar.
I want you to understand what we just read. It says, "They that fear the Lord
Quiero que entiendas que lo que leímos, ellos que temen al Señor,
praise him.
Van a alabarlo.
And so there are two options, two ways to go about this.
Entonces hay dos opciones donde puedes ir.
Brother Tenarius,
Hermano Tenarius,
you can be in a place of suffering
puedes estar en un lugar de sufrimiento,
where there is no victory on the other side.
Donde no hay victoria en el otro lado.
But if you will fear the Lord,
Pero si, sientes al Señor,
then on the other side of your suffering,
en el otro lado de tu sufrimiento,
there is great victory.
Hay gran victoria.
I want to preach to somebody this morning
Quiero predicar a alguien esta mañana
that God will not leave you in your suffering.
Que Dios no te va a dejar en tu sufrimiento.
God will not leave you in your trouble.
Dios no te va a dejar en tus problemas.
God will not leave you in the brokenness.
Dios no te va a guiar a donde estás quebrado.
But if you reach up for something higher than you,
Pero si tratas de agarrar algo que está más alto que ti,
if you connect yourself with a God that's undefeated,
si te conectas con el Dios que no ha sido derrotado,
you don't have to stay in your suffering.
No te tienes que quedar en tu sufrimiento.
But for you,
Pero para ti,
there is victory to be had.
Hay victoria que puedes obtener.
There is joy to be had.
Hay gozo que puedes tener.
Oh, weeping may endure for a night.
Podemos aguantar esto por una noche.
But joy cometh in the morning.
Pero el gozo viene en la mañana.
Somebody say joy.
Alguien diga gozo.
Say joy.
Digan gozo.
Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord.
Alguien aplaude sus manos al Señor esta mañana.
We are able to see Paul reach back and look at this passage.
Podemos mirar que miran para atrás este pasaje.
In Hebrews chapter 2,
en Hebreos capítulo 2,
there is a parallel to the beginning of Psalms.
Hay algo que muestra los salmos.
We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9.
Vamos a estar en Hebreos capítulo 2, versículo 9.
Paul says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." I want you to know that there was a purpose to the suffering that Jesus endured.
Quiero que sepas que había un propósito para el sufrimiento que tuvo Cristo.
There was a purpose to the pain that he endured.
Había un propósito para ese dolor.
There was a purpose to the thing that he had to take on.
Hay un propósito para lo que él tuvo que tomar.
There was a purpose to the cross.
Un propósito para esa cruz.
You were that purpose.
Tú que tienes propósito.
He died on the cross.
Él murió en la cruz.
So that there would be victory after your suffering.
Para que hubiera victoria detrás de tu sufrimiento.
Verse 10 says, "For it became him for whom all things are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and he that are sanctified all are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren."
Por esa causa no tiene temor de decir que son hermanos.
And then in verse 12.
Y en versículo 12.
That was just speaking of the suffering.
Andaba hablando del sufrimiento.
But I want you to see the turn.
Pero quiero que mires el término.
And he goes back and quotes some of Psalms 22.
Y va para atrás y habla de Salmos.
saying, I will declare thy name among my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. When he's hanging on the cross, they say, you've trusted in God, and now let us see him come and save you. I want to speak to somebody here this morning. In the middle of your situation, the world has been looking to mock the God that you serve. And they're beginning to want, they want you to question.
En medio de este mundo, tratando de juzgar de por qué alabas al Señor.
I'm so sorry. Praise God for a good translator. The world wants you to begin to question where you have placed your trust.
El mundo quiere que empieces a cuestionar de por qué no poner tu confianza en él.
Because your life is not quite perfect.
Porque tu vida no es perfecta.
But he says,
pero él dice,
and again I will put my trust in him.
De nuevo voy a poner mi confianza en él.
And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. I'm in Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 14.
Y otra vez soy hijo de él. Estamos en Hebreos capítulo 2.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil. And so I want you to understand what's happening here.
So quiero que entiendas lo que anda pasando aquí.
The Bible tells us,
la Biblia nos dice,
that the children, that's me and you,
que los hijos, esos somos nosotros,
we are partakers of flesh and blood.
Andamos participando en la carne y la sangre.
But a God that was spiritual,
pero el Dios que era espiritual,
came and shared in our flesh and blood.
Vino y compartió nuestra carne y sangre.
He made himself touchable.
Se hizo que lo puedes tocar.
He made himself killable.
Se hizo en forma donde lo podías matar.
He made himself able to endure suffering.
Se hizo capaz de poder sufrir.
And so we are able to share in the suffering.
So podemos compartir en ese sufrimiento.
Because Jesus came and suffered for us.
Porque Jesús vino y sufrió por nosotros.
But because of his suffering,
pero por su sufrimiento,
we can also share in his victory.
Podemos compartir con su victoria.
What we're doing here is we are establishing the evidence.
Lo que andamos haciendo aquí es estableciendo la evidencia.
Because you're looking at me and saying,
porque me andas mirando y andas diciendo,
that there's no way I can make it through what I'm going through.
No hay forma que puedo llegar a ese lugar.
I've tried all kinds of remedies.
He tratado todos remedios.
I've tried to go all different types of places.
He tratado de ir a todo diferente tipo de lugar.
But I'm giving you evidence this morning.
Pero te ando dando evidencia esta mañana.
That as you reach up for the things of God,
cuando, porque cuando agarras las cosas de Dios,
that the suffering that you're going through right now,
el sufrimiento que andas pasando en este momento,
it will not overtake you.
No va a tomar, no se va a tomar ventaja de ti.
It will not be your demise.
No vas a ser derrotado.
But if you will attach yourself to the things of God,
pero si te apegas a las cosas de Dios,
there's victory on the other side of this suffering.
Hay victoria detrás de ese sufrimiento.
There's joy waiting for you when the sun begins to rise.
Hay gozo que están esperando cuando el sol se levanta.
Oh, somebody that knows what I'm talking about, would you clap your hands right now unto the Lord?
Los que saben de lo que ando hablando, levanten sus manos y aplaudan.
Come on, lift up your voice right now.
Levanta tu voz en este momento.
Verse 17 says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are also tempted.
En eso él puede ayudar a los que son tentados.
So he's a big God.
So es un Dios grande.
And he sits on the throne of heaven.
Y se sienta en el trono de los cielos.
Out of reach of corruption.
Fuera de la corrupción.
Out of reach of heartbreak.
Fuera del quebranto del corazón.
Out of reach of disappointment.
Fuera de la decepción.
But he steps down out of glory.
Pero él se baja de esa gloria.
to come down and share with us
para venir y compartir con nosotros
in suffering,
en sufrimiento,
that we might share with him in victory.
Que nosotros estemos compartiendo la victoria con él.
Because we couldn't reach up to where he was.
Porque podemos alcanzar donde él está.
And so he came down to meet us.
So él vino acá a venir con nosotros.
Oh, I want somebody to get some hope here this morning.
Quiero que alguien tenga esperanza esta mañana.
I want somebody to get a hold of victory here this morning.
Quiero que alguien alcance esa victoria.
And know that you serve a God.
Y que sepas que sirves un Dios.
That had not forgotten about you.
Que no se ha olvidado de ti.
You serve a God.
Sirves un Dios.
That has been intentional about seeing where you are.
Que ha estado queriendo mirar dónde estás tú.
You serve a God that put on flesh.
Sirves un Dios que se puso la carne.
So that he could be a high priest.
Para que pudiera ser un sumo sacerdote.
That would be able to touch you where you are.
Que te puede tocar en donde estás.
Come on, one more time. Would you give God a hand clap of praise here?
Otro momento, dale alabanza al Señor.
We're going to read in Luke chapter 24.
Vamos a leer en Lucas 24.
Here we are after the death and burial of Christ.
Estamos aquí después de la muerte, la sepultura del Señor.
And we just walked through one prophecy.
Y ya hemos pasado por una profecía.
In Psalms 22.
En Salmos 22.
The Old Testament is full of messianic prophecies.
El Viejo Testamento está lleno de muchas profecías.
So all of the players that are involved in this next passage,
todos los jugadores que están involucrados en este próximo pasaje,
they would have been fully aware,
hubieran sabido lo que andaba pasando,
of the prophecies pertaining to Christ,
de las profecías que andan pasando para Cristo.
It would have been something that they studied as children,
eran cosas que habían estudiado como niños,
and that they were very familiar with,
y que lo conocían muy bien.
Let's read in Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 2.
Hay que leer en Lucas 24, versículo 2.
And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre.
The Bible says that they remembered his words.
La Biblia dice que acordaron de su palabra.
The two men that are there remind them.
Los dos hombres que están ahí lo recuerdan.
Jesus told you,
Jesús te conoce,
that he would be put into the hands of sinful men,
que le iba a estar puesto en las manos de pecadores,
that he would be crucified,
que iba a ser crucificado,
and that he would rise again on the third day,
y que va a levantarse el tercer día.
But Brother Chase,
pero hermano Jason,
where we find them,
lo que encontramos,
having this conversation,
teniendo esta conversación,
they're in the middle of the grief.
Está en medio de su dolor.
They're in the middle of the trouble.
Está en medio de los problemas.
They're in the middle of the heartbreak.
En medio del corazón quebrado.
They're in the middle of the pain.
En medio del dolor.
And so in the midst of the trouble,
entonces entre ese problemas,
and in the midst of the pain,
dentro de ese dolor,
they had forgotten his words.
Se habían olvidado de su palabra.
You see, he foretold what they were seeing.
Él les había dicho de lo que habían mirado.
He warned them about what was to come.
Él les dijo de lo que había de venir.
But sometimes,
pero a veces,
in the midst of pain,
en medio del dolor,
it's hard to remember.
Es difícil recordar.
Sometimes,
a veces,
in the midst of heartbreak,
en medio del dolor del corazón,
it's hard to remember.
Es difícil de recordar.
Sometimes, when the enemy has surrounded you,
a veces cuando el enemigo te rodea,
it's difficult to remember.
Es difícil recordar.
But I want to encourage somebody here today.
Pero quiero dar ánimo a alguien en este lugar.
That in the midst of your trouble,
que en el medio de tus problemas,
in the midst of your pain,
en el medio de tu dolor,
you need to remember the words of the Lord.
Tienes que recordar las palabras
del
Señor.
You need to remember that there's a promise for you.
Tienes que recordar tus promesas que
you
están para ti.
You need to remember that we serve a God that is undefeated.
Que es un Dios que no ha sido derrotado.
Yeah, he told you that the suffering was coming.
Él te dijo que el sufrimiento iba a venir.
But he also told you victory was coming.
Pero también te dijo que iba a venir victoria.
And so wherever you find yourself right now,
en cualquier momento que te encuentras,
I'm looking to get back to the word of the Lord.
Tienes que buscar detrás de la palabra de Dios.
Somebody remember the promise that he gave you.
Alguien acuérdese de la promesa que te dio.
Somebody remember the words that he spoke.
Acuérdese de las palabras que habló.
Somebody remember what he's already spoken into your life.
Recuerden de lo que ya habló en tu vida.
Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord.
Aplaudan
right
sus
now.
Manos al Señor.
And they remembered.
Y se recordaron
his words.
Sus palabras.
It's not just connected to suffering.
No solamente está conectado al sufrimiento.
God has spoken to people in this place.
Pero Dios le ha hablado a gente en este lugar.
Promises.
Promesas.
That you haven't seen come to pass.
Que no has visto pasar.
You need to remember his words.
Tienes que recordar sus palabras.
To all of us there is a promise.
Para todos hay una promesa.
Of salvation.
De salvación.
The Holy Ghost is available here today.
El Espíritu Santo está disponible en este lugar.
Somebody needs to remember his words.
Alguien tiene que recordar sus palabras.
He told them to go to Jerusalem.
Él les dijo, vayan a Jerusalén.
And wait until you have been endued on with power.
Y esperen cuando sean llenados del poder.
Somebody needs to remember his words.
Alguien tiene que recordar sus palabras.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Él dijo, jamás te voy a dejar y te voy a dejar desamparado.
Somebody needs to remember his words.
Alguien tiene que recordar sus palabras.
I've never seen the righteous begging or begging I've never seen them forsaken or begging for bread.
Jamás he visto al justo dejado y negando por pan.
His words.
Yo recuerdo esas palabras.
Come on, would you give him a hand clap of praise right now?
Dale unos aplausos a tus manos.
Read on.
And they returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to be to them as idle tales, and they believed them not.
And so he goes and he reminds the disciples.
Entonces va y le recuerda a los discípulos.
This is the inner circle.
Este era el círculo.
These are the same people.
Esos son la misma gente.
That after he spoke to the multitudes.
Que después que le había hablado a la multitud.
He would take them aside.
Los llevaba a los lados.
And give them more insight.
Y le daba más entendimiento.
As to what the plan was.
De que el plan era.
And now here's the plan unfolding in front of them.
Y este plan se anda desarrollando en frente de ellos.
And when the women come and tell them.
Y cuando las mujeres vienen y le dicen.
It sounds like idle tales.
Se escucha como una historia.
They needed to believe the obvious.
Ellos tenían que creer lo obvio.
The fact that God is faithful.
El hecho que Dios es fiel.
Is obvious.
Es obvio.
The fact that he created it all.
El hecho que él ha creado todo.
Is obvious.
Es obvio.
The fact that he reigns supreme in the world.
El hecho que él es el más supremo en el mundo es.
Is obvious.
Es obvio.
The fact that you shouldn't be here today.
El hecho que tú no deberías de estar aquí en este lugar.
But by the grace and mercy of God.
Pero por la gracia y misericordia del Señor.
That's obvious.
Eso es obvio.
We're talking today.
Estamos hablando hoy.
About believing the obvious.
De creyendo lo obvio.
What we're doing right now
lo que andamos haciendo en este momento
is we are laying out the evidence
es que andamos dejando enseñar la evidencia
for what God has already done
de lo que Dios ya ha hecho
and we're connecting it to
y lo andamos conectando a
what God is going to do
lo que Dios va a hacer.
Said their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Read on, verse 12.
Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves.
He's looking at the evidence.
Él anda mirando la evidencia.
Read on.
And departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass.
He's still wondering.
Todavía averiguando.
He's looking at the clothes laying there that he was.
Anda mirando esa ropa que dejaron en el suelo.
That Jesus had on in the grave.
Que Jesús tenía cuando se murió.
And he's still wondering.
Y todavía anda preguntándose.
Read on.
And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and has not known things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
They are standing in the place.
Están parados en el lugar.
Where prophecy is going to come to
donde
pass.
La profecía va a pasar.
The stage is set.
Wow. Está ya hecho el lugar.
And he asked them, what are you talking about?
Y les pregunta, ¿qué andan hablando?
They said, man, you don't know what's going on.
¿Tú no sabes lo que anda pasando?
We're talking about Jesus of Nazareth.
Andamos hablando de Jesús de Nazaret.
And they said this, Brother Terrell.
Ellos dijeron eso, hermano Terrell.
They said, a prophet mighty in word and deed.
Un profeta.
They got that wrong.
Lo agarraron mal.
He wasn't just a prophet mighty in word and deed.
No solamente era un profeta.
He was the Messiah.
Era el Mesías.
And therein was the problem. So what am I saying this morning?
So, ¿qué ando diciendo esta mañana?
What I'm telling you right now,
cuando te digo este momento,
is that you have been walking through difficult places.
Es que andas caminando en lugares difíciles.
And God is walking alongside you.
Y Dios está al lado de ti.
And you can't see it.
Y no lo puedes mirar.
I want to tell somebody right now.
Le quiero decir a alguien en este momento.
It's time for you to believe the obvious.
Es tiempo que creas lo obvio.
It's time for you to stand on the word of God.
Es tiempo que te pares en la palabra de Dios.
It's time for you to trust again.
Es tiempo que creas de nuevo.
Because what God has said,
porque lo que Dios ha dicho,
he is also able to do.
También lo puede hacer.
I want you to know, no matter what it looks like right now,
quiero que sepas que no importa cómo se mire este momento.
God is faithful to his promise.
Dios es fiel a sus promesas.
God is faithful to his word.
Dios es agradecido a sus palabras.
It's a sure thing.
Es una cosa corta.
It may not look like it right now.
A lo mejor no se mira como eso en este momento.
But you are walking alongside promise.
Pero andas caminando al lado de la promesa.
You are walking alongside the word of God.
Andas caminando al lado de la palabra de Dios.
Somebody needs to believe the obvious today.
Alguien tiene que creer lo obvio hoy.
Somebody needs to believe his word is true.
Tiene que creer que su palabra es real.
And that he'll do what he said he would do.
Y que él va a hacer lo que él dijo.
Oh, clap your hands right now unto the Lord.
Aplaudan sus manos al Señor.
He said, we trusted that it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. I want you to read, pick up in verse 22.
Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher.
They're retelling the story that we just talked about a few minutes ago.
Andan contando la historia que acabamos de hablar hace unos momentos.
23.
And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher, and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
And so he says to them,
entonces les dice,
O ye fools,
insensatos,
and slow of heart to believe.
Y lentos de corazón.
He said, You have all the prophets.
Tienes todos los profetas.
They have prophesied about what's happening.
Que han profetizado de lo que anda pasando.
But yet you believe not.
Pero no entiendes.
Can I tell somebody right now?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien en este momento?
That as you look back over your life.
Que cuando miras para atrás a tu vida.
There are moments.
Hay momentos.
That you should not have escaped.
Que no debías de haber escapado.
There are situations.
Hay situaciones.
That should have been the end of you.
Que deberían ser fin de ti.
There are situations that you have walked through.
Hay situaciones que has caminado.
And even right now.
Yeah, en este momento.
You look back.
Miras para atrás.
And you don't have a clue how you're here today.
Y no tienes ninguna idea de cómo estás aquí en este lugar.
You know what all that is behind you?
¿Sabes qué eso es lo que está detrás de ti?
It's evidence.
Es evidencia.
It's evidence in your own life.
Es evidencia en tu vida.
So for us here today.
So para nosotros este día.
Not only do we have all of the prophets that they had.
No solamente tenemos todos los profetas que ellos tenían.
We have all of the scriptures concerning Christ.
Tenemos toda la escritura que estaba con Cristo.
But you've got a whole life behind you.
Pero tienes una vida detrás de ti.
Where that Jesus came off of the pages.
Donde ese Jesús salió de esas páginas.
And began to intervene in your life.
Empezó a entrar en tu vida.
He began to make a way in your life where there should not have been a way.
Empezó a hacer un camino en tu vida donde no debería de haber un camino.
He began to bring you out of situations you shouldn't have made it through.
Empezó a sacarte de situaciones que no deberías de salido.
He came and preserved life.
Él vino y preservó tu vida.
Where there should have been death.
Donde debería haber sido muerte.
He healed you in your body when you were sick.
Te sanó cuando estabas enfermo.
He provided for you when you didn't have.
Él te dio cuando no tenías nada.
You see, we serve a God.
Servimos un Dios.
That is faithful to his word.
Que es fiel a sus palabras.
He's faithful to his promise.
Es fiel a sus promesas.
And he's got a body of evidence.
Y él tiene evidencia.
And so the only thing left for you to do.
Y la cosa que tienes que hacer.
Is to believe the obvious.
Es creer lo obvio.
He is the same today.
Él es el mismo hoy.
And yesterday.
Ayer.
And forevermore.
Y para siempre.
And if he did it then.
Y si lo hizo en ese tiempo.
He'll do it now.
Lo haría hoy.
Don't you let the enemy steal your joy.
No dejes que el enemigo mate tu gozo.
Don't you let the enemy lie to you.
No dejes que el enemigo te mienta.
But you need to stand on the word of God.
Tienes que parar la palabra de Dios.
And stand on the promise of God.
Y pararte la promesa de Dios.
That what he promised.
Que lo que él ha prometido.
He is also able to do.
Lo puede seguir haciendo.
Come on, clap your hands right now unto the Lord.
Aplauda sus manos al Señor.
You can hear in the voice of Jesus.
Tú has estado escuchando la voz de Jesús.
That he had a little bit of an attitude.
Que él tuvo un poco de actitud.
He says, "Oh fools."
Él dice, "Oh intensado."
And slow of heart to believe.
Y lento de corazón a creer.
He's frustrated.
Está frustrado.
Because there is this incredible body of evidence.
Porque hay un cuerpo de evidencia.
But yet they are slow of heart to believe.
Pero aún no pueden creer.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to believe his word.
Que crea su palabra.
Quickly.
De volada.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to believe the promises of God.
Que creas las promesas de Dios.
Easily.
Fácilmente.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to look at the promises in the Bible.
Que mires las promesas en la Biblia.
And know that they apply to you.
Y saber que se aplican a ti también.
Because there's a body of evidence.
Porque hay un cuerpo de evidencia.
That won't let it say anything else.
Que no va a dejar que digas algo más.
And so don't let us be.
A todos no dejes que seas.
Slow of heart to believe.
Lento de corazón a creer.
But somebody stand on the word of God.
Pero alguien párese en la palabra de Dios.
Somebody stand on his promise.
Párate en sus promesas.
In the middle of your life.
En el medio de tu vida.
Believe the obvious.
Cree lo obvio.
Would you clap your hands one more time unto the
más
Lord?
Una vez más.
If you would come to the music.
Si los músicos vienen.
We are almost done.
Ya me lo terminamos.
We're going to pick up in verse 44. And I'm sorry about all the reading, but here we are. Verse 44.
And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it is, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Thank you.
Gracias.
And so he tells them,
entonces les dice,
these are the words that I have spoken to you already.
Estas son las palabras que ya te he dicho.
He says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations.
Tiene que ser predicado a todas naciones.
That's what we're doing here this morning.
Es lo que andamos haciendo esta mañana.
We're talking about repentance.
Andamos hablando de arrepentimiento.
And forgiveness of sins.
Y el perdón de los pecados.
You see, God has given us another promise.
Mira, Dios nos ha dado otra promesa.
He told them to go and wait at Jerusalem.
Él les dijo que fueran y esperaran en Jerusalén.
Until they were endued with power from
hasta
on
que fueran
high.
Llenados de poder.
We have that same power in this place
tenemos
right
ese
now.
Mismo poder en este lugar.
And so if you were here this morning,
si estás esta mañana,
and you have not received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost,
no has recibido el precioso, with, Espíritu Santo,
with the evidence of speaking in tongues,
con la evidencia de hablar en lenguas,
that power is here right now.
Ese poder está aquí.
He talks about the remission of sins.
Él habla del perdón de los pecados.
That only happens as we trouble the waters of baptism.
Que solamente pasa cuando atraviesas las aguas del bautismo.
And so if you are here today,
so si estás aquí,
if you would stand right now,
si te puedes levantar,
and you have not been baptized
y no
in the
has sido
name
bautizado
of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesucristo,
for the remission of sins,
por el perdón de tus pecados,
we've got water here this morning.
Tenemos aguas esta mañana.
The suffering that Christ endured,
el sufrimiento que tuvo el Señor,
it was for this reason.
Era para esta razón.
It says, thus it is written,
dice, es escrito,
and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And so today we want to walk out.
Entonces hoy queremos salir.
The gospel of Jesus Christ,
con la palabra de Dios,
which is the death,
que es la muerte,
the burial,
la sepultura,
and the resurrection.
Y la resurrección.
We walk with him in the death,
caminamos con él en la muerte,
in repentance,
en arrepentimiento.
And repentance is not simply I'm sorry for what I have done.
Y el arrepentimiento no solamente es perdón.
Repentance is an understanding.
El arrepentimiento es entender.
That I can't continue to live the way that pleases me.
Que no puedo continuar viviendo como yo quiero.
But I need to walk in the things of God.
Pero tengo que caminar en la forma de Dios.
And so repentance is a turning away from the way that I have been living.
El arrepentimiento es voltearte del mundo.
I'm turning away from the things that I have done.
Me ando volteando de las cosas que he hecho.
And I'm pursuing the things of God.
Y ando buscando las cosas de Dios.
It is a dying to self.
Es una cosa pa ti mismo.
We walk with him in baptism.
Caminamos con él en el bautismo.
In his burial, we walk with him in baptism.
En su sepultura, caminamos con él en el bautismo.
And so when we go down in the waters,
entonces bajamos en las aguas
of baptism,
en el bautismo,
Paul tells us that we are buried with him.
Somos sepultados con él.
And all of the sins that you have ever committed,
y todos los pecados que has cometido,
they're washed away.
Son lavados.
You see, baptism,
miras el bautismo,
the Bible tells us,
la Biblia dice,
is for the remission of sins.
Es para el perdón de los pecados,
or the removal of sins.
Para remover los pecados.
I can't get good enough,
no me puedo hacer suficiente bueno,
to get rid of my own sins.
Para quitarme mis propios pecados.
But I'm so glad that we serve a God,
pero estoy bien agradecido que servimos un Dios,
that came and robed himself in flesh,
que vino y se disfrazó de carne,
And though he knew no sin,
y aunque él sabía de nuestros pecados,
he died the death of a sinner.
Él murió la vida de un pecador.
And he shed his blood,
y derramó su sangre,
making him the ultimate sacrifice.
Haciendo el sacrificio más grande.
It's that template we talked about way back in Genesis.
Es el pasaje que seguimos hablando en Génesis.
That the price of sin is death.
El precio del pecado es muerte.
But he died for us.
Pero él murió por nosotros.
And so baptism gives us the opportunity.
Entonces el bautismo nos da una oportunidad.
To apply that blood that he shed.
De aplicar esa sangre que él derramó.
To my life.
A nuestras vidas.
And how many is glad that that's not where the story ends?
¿Y quién está contento que esa allí no es donde termina la historia?
But 3 days later,
3 días después,
he rose again.
Él se levantó de nuevo.
In all power.
En todo poder.
And we are able to rise with him.
Y nos podemos levantar con él.
When we allow his spirit to come and live on the inside of us.
Y lo podemos invitar a vivir dentro de nosotros.
When we are filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando somos llenados con el precioso regalo del Espíritu Santo.
With the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Con la evidencia de hablar en lenguas.
Just like it happened in the Bible.
Así como pasó en la Biblia.
And so if you're here today right now.
Entonces si estás aquí en este lugar hoy.
And you are in a place where you need God.
Estás en un lugar donde ocupas a Dios.
You've been walking through the suffering.
Has estado caminando por sufrimiento.
But now you want to see the victory.
Pero ahora quieres mirar la victoria.
I want you to come down to the altar.
Quiero que
right
vengas
now.
Al altar.
If you've been walking in a place where you have been having trouble finding where he is,
I want you to
come today.
Quiero que vengas hoy.
Come on, he's here to meet you today.
Él está aquí para conocerte hoy.
If you need the Holy Ghost, God can fill you with his Holy Ghost today.
Si ocupas al Espíritu Santo.
Come on, church, let's pray. Let's be sensitive right now.
Hay que orar, hay que ser sensitivo a la palabra de Dios.
church, let's proceed. We've got people praying for the Holy Ghost all over the house right now. God's doing a work in this place right now.
Yeah.
got at least one that's about to go down in the name of Jesus. So let's celebrate about that. God bless you. We're going to do this again. We're going to have prayer at 6 and apostolic service at 6:30. God bless you. Bring somebody to the house of the Lord tonight.